Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The first day of early voting is well underway in Wisconsin, another swing state in the 2020 contest. As we've seen in other early voting states so far, people are lining up in record numbers for the chance to have their say on whether to reelect President Trump or vote in former Vice President Joe Biden. More than 30 million people sought to cast ballots early, hoping to avoid what is widely expected to be similarly heavy turnout on Election Day in 2 weeks. A lot of early voters are also trying to avoid large gatherings where coronavirus could spread faster. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, a Democrat, says health precautions are in effect outside and inside polling stations.
Every single person I have seen at this location has been wearing a mask, and the areas inside will be frequently disinfected.
The coronavirus pandemic remains at the forefront of the presidential campaigns. As they crisscross the country to hit battleground states, both candidates are due to hold their final debate this Thursday in Tennessee. Unlike their last encounter, which quickly dissolved into constant interruptions, mostly by the president, each candidate's mic will be muted when he does not have the floor. Today, the Kremlin is protesting after the U.S. indicted six alleged Russian government operatives on charges they orchestrated cyber attacks on adversaries worldwide. The group accused of working for the same intelligence agency that breached the 2016 election. NPR's Lucien Kim reports from Moscow on the Russian government's reaction to the Department of Justice's decision this week.
Speaking to reporters in Moscow, President Vladimir Putin's spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, said the charges were evidence of rabid anti-Russian sentiment. He said, regrettably, there's a trend to blame Russian officials for anything and everything. Peskov denied Russian security forces had ever carried out any cyber attacks. Last month, Putin proposed the U.S. and Russia sign a treaty on cybersecurity, banning interference in the other country's domestic affairs. Lucien Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
Several top business groups and universities are suing to block new Trump administration restrictions on H-1B visas. NPR's Joel Rose reports the rules make it harder to hire skilled foreign workers.
The lawsuit was filed by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the National Association of Manufacturers, and the University of Southern California, among others. They argue the Trump administration is using the coronavirus pandemic as a, quote, pretext to fundamentally disrupt high-skilled immigration. The rules were announced earlier this month without any opportunity for public comment. The administration says they'll force companies to hire more American workers, but critics say the rules would prevent U.S. companies from attracting and retaining the best talent, which will hurt the economy overall. The Chamber of Commerce was part of a successful effort to block another round of visa restrictions earlier this year. Joel Rose, NPR News.
This is NPR. New developments on President Trump's Supreme Court nominee. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has announced that on Monday, October 26th, there will be a Senate floor vote on Judge Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation. The French Interior Minister says a major mosque in the suburbs of Paris will be temporarily closed pending an investigation. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the imam is accused of spreading hate speech that may have influenced last week's fatal attack on a middle school history teacher.
The French government is cracking down after a history teacher was beheaded by a radical Islamist for showing caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad in his class on freedom of speech. Police say an explosion of angry denunciations of the teacher online put him on the radar of a violent young Chechen refugee who traveled to the school to kill him. French authorities are also investigating 50 Muslim organizations for any link in radicalizing young people. The 47-year-old teacher's killing has sparked shock and outrage in a country that cherishes secularism and free speech. The teacher will be honored with a national ceremony at the Sorbonne University and posthumously awarded the Legion of Honor. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Big step in new Middle East diplomacy. Israel has hosted two high-level officials representing the United Arab Emirates. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and other U.S. officials were on hand when Israeli and Emirati delegates gathered on the tarmac, where a UAE jet was standing by and signed bilateral agreements. The Dow is up 260 points. This is NPR.